may be permitted to operate in secondary service areas within on an interim basis until county service is provided. Again, respectfully, consistent with the previous speaker, we believe the eliminated phrase is one that is too absolute, should be changed, modified to include the word reduced, limited, something of this nature. If it isn't changed, we believe the language will damage our utility's right to do business in Sussex County. It could seek to limit our statutory business rights and could seek to eliminate our right to exist as a wastewater utility when we want to coexist and complement Sussex County, not necessarily compete with Sussex County, outside legally defined sewer districts. By the way, it is similar to language that has just been prompted a lawsuit in Kent County. Similar language in Kent County has just been litigated. Don't know the outcome of that yet, but it is very similar to the language that you're talking about here without the changes. So, in conclusion, we respectfully request the changes of these three words above and ask that you allow us to work cooperatively with your county engineering department to provide these services in your county. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Yes, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, Commissioners. Christian Hudson, 30045 Eagle Crest Road, Milton, Delaware. I have two packets here. I'd like to read off of one of them, if I may, and then hand them out afterwards.
The floor is yours.
I think we've all heard a lot here tonight about affordable housing and not having enough housing for our firefighters, nurses, policemen, and such. I think we have a suitable property for this. However, because of what I think is an oversight, much like the previous speaker, I'd like to be able to provide that, but I think there's an oversight in the proposed land plan. The property that we have is contiguous to the border of the current municipal zone, municipal boundaries, excuse me, of the town of Millsboro. It's also contiguous to the county's town center zone on the proposed 2007 plan, and it is contiguous to C1 commercial zone property. Because of this, we feel that it is an oversight that these properties are not included in the growth zone, and we're formally requesting these parcels be included in the growth zone on the 07 comprehensive land use plan. The reason we're requesting to be included in the growth zone is that we're interested in pursuing the moderately priced housing unit program, the MPHU, with the county. Through our discussions with the director of that program, we found out that a property that is listed as level 4 cannot be considered for the MPHU, regardless of the property's other merits. The reason we're interested in the MPHU is the property that we own is located on Route 20, Arch Gravel Road, just to the northwest of the town of Millsboro. The property is roughly a half mile to the west of Route 113, and it's centrally located in the heart of Sussex County. It makes sense for the MPHU, as the land prices are much more affordable than those at the beach, yet still close enough to provide homes for those that work at the beach. The proximity to goods and services in the towns of Georgetown, Millsboro, and Seaford also make this property a good candidate for the MPHU program, as we feel will be extremely successful. In addition, the property is also currently located in the town's study area, and approximately 3 acres of the property are currently in the level 3 state strategies. Given the location, the proximity, and what the property is contiguous to, we feel that it was an oversight that the property was not included in the growth zone. And I would like you to please consider our request for the property to be included in the growth zone. Thank you.
All right, sir. We thank you.
If I could hand these out.
Who's next?
Can I add something to that?
You may.
This property is one of approximately 20
groups of parcels of property that have been submitted